Hello, today is Thursday, April 11th. I'm Tracy Anderson, and thanks for joining me today. Around here, it's feeling and looking like spring. So let's see what's happening in a few markets, and we'll start with beef. So beef production continues to be restrained. We did get over 600,000 head for last week, with 609,000 head harvested, up from 586,000 head the week prior. Processors are still losing money on every head of cattle harvested. Once they get prices high enough to be profitable, they will increase production. With already high prices, I'm not sure when that will be. Beef cattle are getting larger too, thanks to that better price of corn, with weights averaging 34 pounds heavier than last year. Retailers are pushing back on these price increases, offering alternative proteins and featuring lower cost cuts. After several weeks of steady increases, this week we'll call this a pause. I still expect market increases ahead, so this should be a good buying opportunity to cover your needs over the next couple weeks. Now let's look at poultry, and chicken production continues strong, up 2% from the prior week. Chicken demand is just as strong, moving out all that product. Up for next week, wings and tenders. Actually a week with steady pricing for boneless, skinless, random breasts. So chicken pricing continues to move higher. On the avian flu front, we have a week with no new cases reported in poultry. That's great news. However, two more states have reported avian flu in dairy cows. That count now is up to 24 farms in 8 states. A quick look at grains, and corn closed at $4.33 a bushel, up from last week's $4.24. Planting has started in 18 states, so we're just getting ramped up. We're now heading into the time where weather can move the market, so not much of an anchor just yet. I'm expecting we'll continue to see favorable pricing in all the grain markets. Soy is holding steady for another week. I think we'll see this continue at least the next few weeks. Wheat moved lower again this week on strong exports from the Black Sea region. Think Ukraine and Russia. And let's look at pork, and bellies closed down to 120 yesterday, pennies different from last week. Pricing continues favorable for bacon with plenty of product available. Everyone is expecting a strong increase in bellies. The big question is when. I'm hearing it could be as late as June, so we'll keep watching and buying bacon. Loins and butts are moving higher again, while ribs seem to have leveled out. Still, it makes pork a great protein value. And finally, a look at dairy, and the CME is moving higher again this week. Through Thursday's close, barrel is up 10, block is up 9, and butter is up 2. I would not be surprised to see this bit of a rally in dairy products continue. There's plenty of milk, and pricing is attractive for exports, which will help keep those plants running and the prices supported. Okay, I'm done. Thanks for listening, and let's do it again next week.